Ramayana, Balakanda, Part 11. On the way back to Ayodhya, Maharaj Dasharath observed the inauspicious sign of numerous fearful birds screeching overhead. At the same time, he saw the auspicious sign of deer crossing his path from left to right. Fearing some impending danger, the king inquired from Vasistha for an explanation. The screaming birds indicate some imminent danger. However, the deer crossing from left to right indicate that there is no need to worry on that account. While Maharaj Dasharath and his priest were thus discussing the matter, a fierce wind began blowing, shaking the very earth and knocking down many tall trees. Dust rose up and began to cover everything from all directions. It became so dark that nearly everyone except Dasharath, his sons and Vasistha, and the other rishis became bewildered and panic-stricken. Suddenly, the famous and terrible warrior Parashurama appeared with his matted hair, axe on his right shoulder, a bow on his left, and a powerful arrow in his hands. The rishis were surprised to see Parashurama in his ferocious aspect, since previously, after annihilating the Kshatriya community 21 times, Parashurama had vowed to give up his anger and remain fixed in the execution of austerities. And as the rishis were wondering why he had again become moved to anger, the son of Jamadagni addressed Lord Ram. "You have certainly performed a most heroic feat by breaking the bow of Lord Shiva. However, I am carrying an even greater bow, that of Lord Vishnu. So if indeed you consider yourself a great hero, take this bow and string it. And if you are able to draw the arrow back to its full length, then only shall I consider you a fit person to fight." Hearing the challenge of Parashurama, Dasharath became overwhelmed with grief, afraid of losing his beloved son. With a trembling voice, Dasharath pleaded, "O best of rishis Parashurama, please desist from your aggressive spirit. I beg to remind you of your vow to give up fighting. After handing over the earth to Kashyapa Muni, you retired to Mount Mahindra in order to perform austerities." However, Parashurama ignored Dasharath and continued to address Ram. "Both Lord Shiva's bow and this bow of Lord Vishnu were constructed by Vishvakarma. Lord Shiva was given one of the bows to kill Tripura Asura. One day, after Lord Shiva had killed that demon, the demigods went to Lord Brahma and curiously inquired, 'Who is more powerful, Lord Shiva or Lord Vishnu?' In order to resolve their doubt, Lord Brahma arranged to create some conflict between the two. As a result, a fierce battle ensued. During the fight, Lord Vishnu cut off Lord Shiva's bowstring, and then simply by releasing a tumultuous roar, Lord Vishnu stunned Lord Shiva's senses. At the behest of the demigods, the fighting was then stopped. Everyone who witnessed the duel concluded that Lord Vishnu is superior to Lord Shiva in all respects. Lord Shiva, however, felt bitter because of his defeat and was insulted by the verdict of the demigods. Thus, in gloom and disgust, he gave away his bow to Devavrata, a king in the line of Ikshvaku. Lord Vishnu gave away his bow to the great sage Richika, who later gave it to his son, Jamadagni. However, My father never used that bow, for he had vowed not to retaliate against any wrong done to him. Thereafter, I received the bow from him, and after killing the Kshatriyas 21 times, as revenge for Kartavirya Arjuna slaying my father, I became the sole ruler of the entire earth. When Kashyapa performed a great sacrifice so that I could make atonement for killing the Kshatriyas, I gave him the earth as his priestly reward and then retired to Mount Mahendra. And while there, I acquired great prowess by performing severe austerities. However, when I heard that you had broken the bow of Lord Shiva, I felt compelled to come and challenge you. So if you consider yourself a great hero, then take this bow and see if you are worthy of fighting with me. Without speaking, Ram accepted Parashuram's challenge, quickly snatching the bow and arrow from his hands and simultaneously assuming Parashuram's long-acquired ascetic prowess. Then, after effortlessly stringing the bow in front of the awestruck Parashuram, he drew the arrow back to its full length. Ram then declared, "Because you are a Brahmana and you are related to Vishvamitra, I shall not slay you. However, so that my taking up this bow may not go in vain, and your challenge may properly be answered, I will use it to destroy the attainment of heaven which you have earned as a result of your penances." The demigods and celestial rishis then assembled in the sky to witness Ram's shooting of the arrow. Parashuram had already been rendered impotent by Ram, and all he could do was gaze at Lord Ram with wide open eyes. Finally, as Ram continued to keep the arrow pulled back to his ear, Parashuram said in a subdued voice, "After I gave away the earth to Kashyapa Muni, he ordered me not to reside here again. And so for this reason, I must leave before night falls. But since my access to heaven has been taken away, I beg you to at least allow me to return to Mount Mahendra so that I may continue my austerities. O Rama, I can now understand that you are Lord Vishnu himself. And thus, I am not ashamed at having met defeat at your hands." Silently, Ram accepted Parashuram's request and then released the mighty arrow, thus destroying the son of Jamadagni's eligibility for heavenly elevation. Thereafter, Parashuram returned to Mount Mahendra, and as soon as he departed, the darkness previously created completely dissipated. From their position in the sky, the demigods glorified Lord Ram with great enthusiasm, showering him with fragrant flowers. Lord Ram then presented the bow of Lord Vishnu to Varuna, and the party thus continued on its way. Upon returning home, the four sons of Dasharath began living very happily with their wives. After some time, King Yudhajit, the son of Kekai and maternal uncle of Bharat and Shatrughna, came to Ayodhya and invited his nephews to come and stay with him. After his two brothers departed for the kingdom of Kekai, Ram began serving his father and three mothers with great care. Ram also carried out the state administrative functions so honestly and conscientiously that all the citizens came to love him dearly. As for Sita and Ram, their natural attachment for each other grew day by day. They became completely dedicated to one another, being bound by each other's beauty and good qualities. In truth, Sita was beauty incarnate, being the goddess of fortune Lakshmi herself. And within her mind, Sita could vividly read everything in the innermost core of Ram's heart. Being always determined to please her glorious husband, and acting as the emblem of womanly gentleness and chastity, Sita was soon able to bring the heart of Lord Ram completely under her control.